This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Trader Nick in the USA. Nick, good afternoon from London. Good morning to you.
Hey, Johnny. Good to be back with you.
Of course, many of us woke up this morning to this dramatic news of the events in the Middle East with Israel's strikes on Iranian facilities. And we've seen since then global oil prices soaring, Brent crude, WTI about 7-8% higher now. They were even higher earlier on, something like 10-12%. It's about the highest level since January. Of course, traders are concerned that a conflict could disrupt supplies coming from the region. We'll all have eyes on the likes of the Straits of Hormuz. We've also seen gold hit new highs and share prices are down. But it was the rise in the price of oil which struck me more than anything else, Nick.
Yeah, Johnny, that's a pretty sharp move higher on oil. And, you know, when it was happening, before I even saw the news, I did see the oil price and the movement just signaled to me, okay, yes, that's geopolitical, because you can almost spot it a mile away on the price chart of oil when it makes this kind of move. That is very much something happened geopolitically. So you're spot on with the response being, of course, very sharp and very violent here to the upside. I'm taking a look at WTI here as we speak. It made a high at one point of up to around $76.25 a barrel, which is, you know, we were just at, Johnny, we were in the mid-50s, right? So now all of a sudden up to the 76 point. And I think a lot of the oil price, you know, downtrend going into this administration were some of the pros, right? Of course, there's always the market's perceived pros and cons of administration. The pros were, you know, Trump wants to drill a lot of oil and potentially can get some deals done on the geopolitical stage. But clearly, these things are much bigger than any one person, I think. You know, these are deeply ingrained conflicts that have gone on for, you know, many decades off and on. So the spike here, the volatility here in oil prices in response to the preemptive strike that Israel made towards Iran. And the question now becomes, is that kind of a one and done? We've seen this flare up. We've covered this story a couple times in the last few years. And the question is this something that is going to be a persistent thing that flares out of control? Or is it going to be more scientific, a more one and done kind of moment? So I guess that's where markets are watching things go next. But as you mentioned, oil prices hitting a multi-month high, and gold is right back up to those all-time highs. And if we talk about gold for just a second, in response to this, we discussed this in recent months that gold has been kind of in a consolidation phase, but we've had some weak economic data out of the United States. We also got to see some cooling inflation figures, which we'll talk about more in just a second. But with oil prices spiking higher in the geopolitical conflict, of course, so does gold, which already was trending higher in response to some economic data suggesting a little bit of, you know, rate cuts are probably in the picture for this Federal Reserve this year. So I do think that in terms of the U.S. response, we were talking a little bit before we started the podcast, you know, neither super confirming nor backing or denying what has happened here. And again, this is such a challenging thing to try and diagnose where it goes from here, right? Because Johnny, I think it was probably what, 6-7 months ago or whenever that we last really talked about this, it looked like things were going off of a cliff and then they really dialed back. So will we get a repeat of that? Is this a one and done kind of thing? I think that's the next thing the market is trying to figure out.
It is an explosive situation. And I mean, you mentioned the last time this happened in October last year and the previous April as well. And it was a bit of a one and done in that there was a response from Iran and a response from Israel, more of a tit for tat. But this feels a bit more different. If, for instance, Iran's oil production and export facilities were targeted, but obviously they haven't done that on this occasion, then the price of oil would jump considerably to anything like something like $100 a barrel, although we would see an increase in output because that would encourage other oil producers to produce more oil. That would possibly limit the price. But it seems more of a longer term plan, this. The noise coming out of Israel is that this is only part of the beginning, and that's going to take some time, with or without America's support.
Yeah, and I think that's the important part. You know, this is clearly kind of a planned event, as they always are. And then, of course, there's the response from Iran swearing, you know, a response or vengeance. And unfortunately, that is an ongoing back and forth that we're still watching unfold.
The uncertainty continues, Nick.
Sure. And again, reflected on, as you pointed out, the price of gold, which is still sitting at an all-time high. And, you know, gold over many years of watching it, there are times where gold is just this very, very boring asset that goes kind of nowhere, just goes back and forth. But recently, or in recent years, not so much the case. It's been a really strong performer. And any investors who have held on to it during this time have probably been very glad that they did so due to the sort of hedging that has offered in this turbulent time. And I think that when we talk about the S&P 500's response to this, you mentioned, you know, indices did move lower off of a reaction to this. From yesterday's highs, or sorry, Wednesday's highs, we did see a move at one point of down 2.4%. It has since snapped back here a little bit. But again, it very much depends on the U.S. response to this. If we think about this just, you know, purely math and numbers for the stock market for a second, if there was some sort of huge backing from the United States and doubling down on this, perhaps the indices would actually have moved lower, suggesting, you know, the U.S. is going to get more involved and this could, you know, send, you know, government spending into this or things like that. But the state or the response doesn't seem to be adamantly for or against what has taken place.
If we did see a major spike in oil prices beyond what we've seen today, that would really start to concern Donald Trump and his administration. And we know that, number one, President Trump is a businessman. If, for instance, we saw oil prices going beyond the $100 mark, then they might try and rein in Israel because he would be very concerned about the effect on that sort of inflation on the US economy just when he's starting to sort out the tariff uncertainty. And he might indeed put Israel under pressure to get this done in a certain period of time so that the American economy isn't too affected.
Yeah, we know that Trump is very adamant about getting interest rates down. He's, you know, badgered consistently Jerome Powell on the subject and wants to see those rates come down. Even recently, doubling down once more, saying, well, cut the rates. And if inflation goes up, you can always raise the rates again. But I think with this spike in oil, as you've mentioned, the response is probably going to be, you know, oriented towards peace, simply because rising oil prices could totally disrupt the plan of the administration, which is to, again, get interest rates down to save hundreds of billions of dollars in interest payments. That is something that they're very adamant about doing. And you cannot get Powell to move off of or move rates lower if inflation is flaring up again, because he's going to say, you know, what he says. He's not, he doesn't want to send us into an inflation spiral either. So tough times around the table right now, Johnny.
And Nick, what about the dollar?
Dollar actually bounced back on this event. And it just reiterates that while the US dollar has been under scrutiny for some cooling economic data, some cooling inflation, and the tariff stuff, we can't forget that the dollar is still, despite all of that, treated as a reserve currency in terms of geopolitical events like this. We did see a spike in demand for dollars in response to this. Most other currencies, especially some of the, you know, higher risk currencies, took a big hit in response to this. Specifically, I'm talking about like the New Zealand dollar was down at the time of recording this. It's down 1% today against the US dollar. The Australian dollar is down 0.8% against the US dollar today. The only ones, of course, holding up pretty well would be the Swiss franc, but even then, dollar yen and dollar Swiss franc are actually up today. So a bit of a sharp bounce back in the dollar in response to this. If I just pull up the currency index for DXY, we're looking at about a 0.6% gain on the day. So a bounce back in the dollar, despite the dollar being very weak in recent weeks, we do see a little bit of safe haven demand coming in for USD.
What else is happening out there?
Well, in terms of the producer price index that we saw, just a little bit more of a measurement of inflation, of course, now we'll be watching oil prices to see if this does for the forward-looking or the future-looking CPI, PPI, and PCE numbers. We'll keep an eye on oil prices to see how that may have affected things. But PPI year over year yesterday, to follow up with our conversation from Wednesday on these consumer price index, came in at 2.6% year over year. That was largely as expected, but kind of reaffirms that for the most part, inflation is staying at bay. We're not seeing hot inflation prints. We're not seeing you know, massive spike higher in inflation at this time. That being said, like we've just done discussing, oil prices will be needed to be monitored just to see if that has any impact going forward.
And I wonder, Nick, if the events of the last few hours will affect anything that we'll hear from Jerome Powell next week.
Yeah, Johnny, I mean, next week we hear from the Fed. We also get some retail sales data early in the week. I personally will be looking really close at that because I think that watching the state of the consumer is really important right now too, just because as we continue to debate back and forth, this Powell versus Trump thing, are we restrictive enough? Is this going to cause the economy? You know, retail sales is a big one too, just to see how the consumer is holding up right now. So that comes out on Tuesday. And then to your point, on Wednesday, we have the Fed meeting. Largely expected, almost certainly not going to be cutting interest rates in the June meeting. However, during the press conference, as you've just alluded to, we'll get some commentary from Powell and see what is on his mind, right? Is what's happening in the Middle East going to come into question? I imagine that if we, fingers crossed that we do not get any further escalation over the weekend, but if we do, that will probably be a subject of conversation during the press conference. Oil prices, of course, are something that the Federal Reserve take into account as they are an input to the entire economy. So action-packed week, as always, next week.
Excellent. Have a great weekend. We'll speak to you soon.
Thanks, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.